He says that the most powerful thing that an individual can do is write their goals down and rewrite them every single day. But Brian taught me something that I've never forgotten. He said to me that of all the 65 years of being one of the most influential people in the world, he says that the most powerful thing that an individual can do is write their goals down and rewrite them every single day. See, most of us write our goals down and maybe we read them, but we don't rewrite them. And the rewriting is important because he understood that we are evolving beings. We're constantly changing. Look at us now. We've been forced to change like never before. So you can't just keep being the goals that you had in January 1st, right now in March 30th, when in reality, the world is a different world today. So you need to rewrite your goals and follow my advice that I always think is one of the most profound statements that I've ever heard. You can't solve the problems of today with the same level of thinking that created them. You have to change your level of thinking. You have to change your level of doing. Those are the only two things that will allow you to change your outcome. So what are you thinking about? Like, I was having this conversation with one of my sons yesterday, and he was talking about his life, and he's now starting in the workplace. And I say, honey, the best advice that I can give you is this. There are two things that can allow you to change your reality. And that is the way you look at things, the way you think about things, and what are you doing about them? So whenever you're confronted with something like right now in your practice, how are you thinking about your practice? You got to think about your practice from bricks and mortar, because some of us cannot go to work, right? You have to think about what else can I do? And this is where you find tremendous value, because you already have a great database of people that don't know where to go. They're listening to the news and they're getting depressed. So you have to take ownership of the message. You are their healthcare provider, not the media, not BBC, not all of this media out there that is telling them things every single day. If we don't take control of our message, they are defined then by the message of others. And that's why they're not coming in. That's why they're not supporting you, because somebody else has taken ownership of that message. So take ownership of that message. And then secondarily, what am I doing about it? So what can you do differently right now? I just spoke yesterday, I mean Sunday, with my mentees, which, you know, one of the things, these are some of the biggest practices in the world. And I was so proud of them, because we always talk about changing the way we do business. Right now, you can't do business the way we're used to doing business. But how do you do it? Well, you have one of the biggest mentors in the world. Here in America, Ryan is considered an amazing leader. Right? And you guys have them every single day, every single week. So be grateful for that and listen of how to change your business. But don't let that change your business think that it's going to be less than, because some people are having the best month they've ever had, the best week they've ever had in business, because they changed that. So I'm going to start up right now. So Brian, we can talk.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.